Hi, I'm Gustavo Cerola, and if you love D&D-style adventures full of humor and heart, you should check out Tales from the Stinky Dragon. Tales from the Stinky Dragon is a cinematic listening experience complete with guest performances from professional voice actors and comedians, immersive sound design, and its own musical score. Go on a thrilling journey with four friends and me, Gus, their very patient dungeon master, as we stumble through disastrous dice rolls, questionable roleplay decisions, and even a few wholesome feel-good moments along the way. You can binge our first two campaigns or join us every other week for our latest third campaign. No matter where you decide to start listening, you're guaranteed to have a side-splitting journey that's fun for all ages and perfect for both D&D veterans and newcomers alike. Just search for Tales from the Stinky Dragon wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe today.
School's out for summer boils and grills, and what better way to beat the heat than with a cool-as-can-be slice of comedy contraband smuggled to your ears on Bootleg Craig's Pirate Patreon Radio. Once again, I've slipped into the vaults of the Magic Tavern Patreon and liberated a bonus transmission from the clutches of the paywall. It's only a matter of time before the feds catch on, so if I were you, I'd hike on over to patreon.com/magictavern right now and join. More on that after the show. Keep on cruising through summer break and join the hosts for a boys' night. Special camping edition.
Boys' night, motherfuckers.
Boys' night, motherfuckers.
Boys' night.
Motherfuckers.
You snore, I think.
Motherfuckers.
Oh.
All right.
You snore. I don't know that I've ever heard you say the phrase motherfuckers.
That can't be right.
Give me some examples of times when you would use that word.
Well, I once knew a very sad man who had a very sad existence and a bad relationship with his mother.
Oh, no.
Let's see, when else would I have said it? Pretty sure I yelled it at evildoers at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those two evil dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those motherfuckers.
Flip and Flap? Ugh.
I don't know if those are the ones I was thinking of, but I don't care for Flip and Flap either.
Oh, well, who are you thinking of?
There's two of them. They're evil. They're dogs. They talk a lot about being evil dogs.
I mean, you're describing Flip and Flap to a T.
I think I am. I guess I am talking about Flip and Flap. Oh, and remember when we were on Cowboy World? I feel like I said it a lot while we were there. Also, cocksucker.
Bokistra and Talimpia, the chihuahuas. I was...
Yes.
That was just me slowly answering. I wasn't looking anything up. The evil skinny dogs.
Then who are Flip and Flap?
Who are Flip and Flap? Are there more evil dogs we need to worry about?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, dogs can be evil just like anyone else. You have to constantly be vigilant against the forces of evil.
Yeah.
It's a choice.
I feel it does seem a little tough just knowing some dogs. It feels a little tough because dogs are inherently sort of, you know, sinners. They chase, they bite, they poop.
Sure.
They bark.
Those are sins? All of those?
Chasing's a sin, biting's a sin, pooping's a sin.
Pooping's a
getting
sin.
Getting up on the couch.
Getting up on the couch is a huge sin. Being a bad boy, sin. Chasing the scroll man. Don't chase the scroll man. He's just doing his job.
How else are you going to get your scrolls?
Exactly.
Being afraid
Remember
of mirrors.
Remember you used to get scrolls all the time? And now, like, when's the last time you wrote a scroll?
Huh. Yeah. Well, I think the scroll system started using snails, and that was a huge mistake.
You think that's a huge mistake?
I think so. Yeah, I stand by that.
I really like snail mail.
Okay, you're the one, I guess. Yeah, Usador had a good one, looking at themselves in mirrors or whatever you said. That's a huge sin for dogs. And here's the thing, Arnie. I don't know if obviously we haven't had a ton of dogs on the show because we're conflating them with each other. But when you see a dog, typically a citizen will sarcastically go, "Good boy. What a good boy." Because obviously they're evil and sinners and being awful.
Sure.
Yeah.
So pooping, look, we're out, we're camping, we're getting a little closer, we're bonding.
Can we
all be honest here? We all poop, right?
Of course.
Arnie, everybody poops, but not everybody poops standing up. So I want you to feel comforted, but not too comforted.
I see. But it's a sin, you're saying.
It's a sin depending on how you do it. Now, Arnie, when you stand up and poop, that's a sin. I also didn't want to make a huge deal out of this. Obviously, 2 weeks ago, Arnie, you and I both know we made eye contact. Obviously, I walked in on you. Mm. You were laying flat on your stomach, arms at your side, and you were pooping. Flat on your stomach on the floor, arms at your side.
Yes.
You were just straight as a board, and you were pooping. And I was just trying something out.
I have a follow-up question, Chunt.
Oh, what was the first question?
I guess it's just a clarifying question then.
Oh, okay.
So, where was the poop all going?
Buddy, you don't want to know. It's just sitting on top of his butthole.
Huh.
What? Yeah.
So poop was pushing out more poop?
Yeah, you know how sometimes at the tavern...
it was going straight up.
You know how sometimes at the tavern you'll get like a shot or a drink and they'll put a floater on it? Like they'll put an extra shot on top of the cocktail and it just sort of sits on top. They call it a floater. Ernie was doing a floater. Yeah. Where?
Oh.
Look, do I regret the product? Like what happened? Yes. Do I regret that I had a spirit of experimentation just to see what would happen? No.
Don't regret the shit. Regret the shitter. Regret the style,
yeah.
Artie.
Yeah.
The product is the product. We all, like I said, everybody. Ooh, this is a good spot.
Okay, yeah.
Let's pop our tents here. Okay. Ugh. Ooh, that was a heavy, heavy bindle I had. Okay.
I'm going to put some steaks in the ground so I can put up our...
Oh, let's cook those.
Wait,
let's
we were also supposed to bring bindles?
Yeah. Yes. Bindle with sticks and tarps to make a tent. We're going to make three.
Anything. I just thought we were going to walk to a cabin or something out here.
No, we have to build a shelter, Arnie.
Oh, Arnie, fuck. Say we found a cabin. You think we can just kick in the door and sleep there?
I mean, we've done that. We have done that before.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, let's find a cabin. Done that. All right, well, let's keep going. Pick up the stuff. I'll get these steaks.
What stuff do we not have that I was supposed to bring?
I just really packed heavy, assuming you weren't going to bring things.
Yeah. Oh, also, we have a bag of holding in Isidore's hat, which sort of has unlimited space. So
I'll never learn my lesson.
Okay, here's my checklist. 10 sticks, check. 1 chunt-sized tarp, check. 1 acoustic guitar, check and check. And I mean, check. 20 graham crackers, check. 20 chunks of chocolate, check. Mm-hmm. 20 marshmallows. Check. 5 additional marshmallows for when Arnie inevitably burns them. Check. Mm-hmm. All right, I think I got everything.
And my list says good food, check. Good times, check. Good friends. Open checkbox.
Oh, I've never wanted something painted on a piece of wood more and hanging in the bathroom than that phrase.
I have a piece of paper in my pocket that I realized was my checklist. These are the things that I didn't bring, and I'm so sorry. I didn't bring... gas, grass, or ass.
Arnie, you always bring the ass, baby. Wait, what's this on the back of this list? Give it here.
Yeah.
Learn Spanish. Become more thoughtful. Love yourself twice as much? What is all this?
Why are none of them checked off?
Well, it's an... I know you guys don't have this as much here, but it's a new year, at least on Earth. It's now 2025, I believe, if my math is correct, and it's probably wrong. It's 2025, so it's a new year, just sort of thinking about things I want to accomplish.
Oh, that's cool. We should all do that. You, sir, we should have, what does Arnie call them, goals? We should have goals.
Yes, let's have some new year goals. It's 48-247, and it's time to... recommit ourselves.
Oh, wait, was that the score of, like, a mittens game or something? What was that?
No, that's... it's a chunt by the Foonish calendar. It's 48-247.
Already? It feels like it was just 48-215 yesterday.
I know. I'm still putting 47-whatever on my checks still.
Oh, and don't even get me started about 48-239. Am I right, wink, wink?
I was around during 48-239. Wait, was I? Yes.
Yeah, you were.
Arnie, I'm talking about a different 44-289 or whatever I said.
I guess maybe that was when the Dark Lord had imprisoned all of Hogsface. So in that case, oof, what a year.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Well, we can kind of, you know, while we're setting up our tents, we can kind of think of our goals. We don't have to just sit here and list them, I don't think.
Resolutions.
Yes. Oh, resolutions. Arnie's answering the question.
Resolutions, and I didn't just look that up.
Resolutions. Okay.
I know it was over 50 years ago, but I can't stop thinking about the 90s.
You really? Love the 90s.
I love the 90s.
I love the 80s. Ernie, what do you love?
I love you guys. Chun.
Oh, I love you guys.
Usador. It's
very sweet.
We've gotten through the holidays, through all millions of them, and now we're starting a new year, and it's just nice to sort of take a little time with my good buds, have a boys' night.
Boys'
find a
night,
cabin.
Motherfuckers!
Boys'
night, motherfuckers!
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, it just sounds weird when Usador says it.
Yeah, it's too much of a pause, I think, in between.
I should do it all together?
Yeah.
Boys' night, motherfuckers!
Nice one. Hey, Usador, will you hand me that tarp over there?
Sure, here you go.
Sorry, I accidentally threw it. Would you go way over there and track it down and bring it back? Sorry, I threw it.
Sure, no problem.
Hey, Arnie.
Yeah?
I noticed you
threw that tarp. It seemed like you did that on purpose.
Shit, he's already back. Oh, good, Usador, good. You scratched my ear. What a good wizard.
Thank you.
Hey, Usador, I bet you can't find 100 mushrooms in this forest.
Watch me.
He keeps looking back to see if I'm watching him. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
He's shaking every bush just to see if a mushroom pops out.
Stop looking back and waving. He's like a kid at the pool. Good job, buddy.
I'm going to see if they're any at the top of that waterfall.
Ooh, good call. Here, Arnie, let me throw my keys in the waterfall so he can go dive down and get them. Hey, Arnie, I just want to give you a heads up, just in case Usador starts acting a little weird. Last year, you really upset him.
What?
Remember New Year's last year? We were all having a good time. We were getting drunk. And then you sang that song.
Oh.
Well, you sang some song.
Long December by the Counting Crows?
Yeah. Usador thought that was the saddest song ever written, and it really upset him. But
is that why he always gets upset when I say, yeah?
Wait, you told me that's the catchphrase from Entourage.
Similar. There's sort of nuanced differences. Mine is more of a kind of almost a meow singing, like,
Well, surely whatever cat-like man produced that yowl would never date any attractive celebrities.
No friends.
Surely no friends.
I found about 48 mushrooms so far. I think I could find some more if I go over that hill there. It's just one more day up in the canyons.
Go get him, buddy. Go get him.
Well, look, I'm just saying, I've got reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last.
And Arnie, I believe that. I absolutely, I've been hanging around. I've been hanging around waiting for that to be the case. And I do believe that one day it will be. But Arnie, what really upset him was there was some sort of New Year song you sang. And you sang some lyrics that were like, may old acquaintance be forgotten.
Oh.
It was a song that was basically like, forget your friends. Like, let's not hear from them anymore. And it really, really had an effect on him. So I'm just saying, don't sing that song. Or if you do sing the song, like, I don't know, just make it more welcoming.
I see. He interpreted that song as being, because he's old, I'm going to forget about him.
Yeah. If you had just said, may acquaintances be forgotten, hey, that affects all of us. Mm-hmm. But when you say old acquaintances.
Yeah. Do you think it would be better if I sang, when he comes back, if I said, don't you forget about me?
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Don't.
Ernie, what are you doing?
Don't
100 mushrooms. Good job. Don't.
Thank you.
Usador. Don't you forget about me.
Arnie, move. Pumped your hand in the air and you froze. Arnie, move. What are you doing?
Don't you.
Arnie, move.
I'm stuck. I don't know why. Forget about me.
Usador, did you do this? Is this some sort of magic?
Is he trying to hypnotize me?
La 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 la. La 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 la.
I won't forget about you, Arnie. You needn't worry about that.
La la la.
There's though more I suppose to this I song. Should worry.
There's
since
more
I'm so
to this
old
song.
And worthless and forgettable.
I don't remember any
might as well just throw me
song.
In that canyon and bury me right now.
No. Don't you forget the song.
This simple mind over here. Well, just, Arnie, I'm sorry I called you a simple mind. Just unfreeze and help me out. No, you, sir, you are not old. Whoa. Did your beard get less white?
Yeah. Well, I mean... Probably just naturally.
Oh, cool.
Wizards are full of magical power, and I'm getting younger day by day.
I think so. Also, your feet don't look as fucked up as they usually do, so...
Well, just getting handsomer and handsomer each passing day.
Well, it backfired Arnie. He fell into his own ego.
Usador.
He fell into his own ego.
Usador, I love you, buddy. You're so young.
Well, yes, I'm only, 350 years old or so, give or take.
Mm-hmm. So what year were you brought into this world again? Assuming that this year now is 48 to 47.
Well, we don't have to assume, we know that.
Well, I was brought into the world in the year 48, 9, 95.
In the future?
Wait, what was that number?
Sorry, 47,995. I keep messing up my checks.
But what was that number you said at first?
Chun, he's sundowning.
What does that mean?
I think we're going to have to... Usador's just getting too old.
Oh my gosh, are we going to have to put him in a hut? I don't want to put him in a hut. Mm-hmm. Oh, my parents put their parents in a hut, and it was the saddest thing ever. I'd go visit... Mm-hmm. And it was just like a bunch of, I don't want that.
It's so weird how in Foon, when people get old enough, they have to put their parents in an abandoned Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
And you always know that that's where elderly people are because you're like, I think I see the shape. Is that an old Pizza Hut?
Yeah. And when they, shuffle off, they all go to Pizza Hell. That's the deal we made with Pizza Skull thousands of years ago, and we have to hold up our end. Can't change it now, Arnie. Can't change it now.
Well, I assume you've done the math by now, and I've realized that's really only about 255 years, and I'm clearly 350 years old, but I once spent 50 years living as a blacksmith in a pocket dimension, bunch of other little, kind of side quests to other pocket universes and such, so I'm about 350. It just linearly doesn't work with the calendar.
Oh, yeah, the math wasn't mathing.
Yeah, I assumed you had already both done that math.
Yeah, well, I did. I did math for two.
Well, I'm just impressed that I noticed that you set a date in the future to start.
Well, thank you for correcting me because I misspoke, which happens as you get younger and handsomer. Sometimes you get less intelligent because you haven't learned as much because you're younger. It's not because I'm dyeing my beard.
Your face smells like blueberries right now.
It shouldn't, because I certainly wouldn't have rubbed blueberries all over my beard to try to look younger.
It looks good. It looks good.
Okay, thank you, Chuck.
Yeah, let's all now. Thank you for the 100 mushrooms. Chucks those aside. Let's go ahead and put up our tent right here.
Should we eat those?
Nah, let's have that just be like our little secret. Oh, secret stash.
Ooh, secret mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can eventually trade them in for like a big coin or a pipe.
No.
Well, if we're not going to do anything with them right now, I'm going to put them in a secret box with a giant question mark on it. No one will find them. And I'll float that box in the air. Eternal Kabal. That way no one shall find what's inside.
Just to be extra safe, can you make it invisible so you have to know it's there to hit it?
Sure, no problem. Shwali vali vudi fuluru.
Have you guys seen my warped whistle? Sort of a whistle to ward off wolves. It is, huh?
Oh, I thought you were trying to show us your penis again.
That was my warp whistle. My warped whistle. We'll blow it later.
Every time you're saying you're about to pitch the tents, I thought that that's what was going to happen.
Oh, well, setting up camp gives me a boner.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, user, would you mind grabbing maybe like 10 of the mushrooms out of that secret box? Because I thought to maybe cook up some dinner. Is that okay? Some late night dinner? Is that cool?
Sure. I'm gonna have to go over there and jump and punch it with one hand.
Ooh, Oh, his wrist must be broken. Did you hear that sound, Arnie? Oh,
yeah.
His wrist is broken.
Yikes.
Oh, God.
Oh, his hand sounds like a tight bag full of nails. Oh, oh buddy. Oh. Stop punching it.
Oh, I only got about six.
It's one per punch. That's a bad system.
At that point, you should just go pick new mushrooms. It's a much easier to pick a mushroom than to punch an invisible brick in the sky.
Yeah, I wish I would have known. So I'm going to cook these mushrooms up real quick. While I cook them, obviously, we can't sort of like fast forward that. Like, clearly, we have to sit and watch me cook them.
Sure.
Could you guys sing like a little song or something just so I don't get bored cooking these? All right, and I'm tossing them. Sorry, I do a new song.
Oh.
Can done. Cook mushrooms. That can't be right. That can't be right. Let's see. What did I put in the pan? Mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Did you put anything else in there?
No.
Do you have any butter or salmon?
I mean, yeah.
I put that in there.
Okay. Let me put the cooked mushrooms in. Some butter and some salmon.
I'll sing something.
Salmon piccata? What
Perfect.
The fuck? I guess I just don't... When I toss stuff in the pan, I just don't know. I guess I don't know what it's going to be called. It's just kind of a...
Sure. This is exciting. Guys, I'm excited. Salmon piccata, motherfuckers!
Salmon piccata, motherfuckers! Salmon piccata, motherfuckers!
Whew. All right, this is fun. All right, I brought some travel plates here. And just
Did anybody bring booze?
Yes, I have a leather skin filled with wine.
Oh, Usador, I thought you were trying to show us your penis.
Well, is anyone...
Do you remember that time Usador was trying to convince us that his penis is full of wine?
He said, no, trust me, it's a bladder and it's full of wine. And we're like, that is your penis.
Mm-hmm. I mean, technically, it sort of works the same way when you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he started calling it as his malcock. Is that something?
Is that a play on Malbec?
Are you trying to say Malbec?
Is that a play on Malbec?
Yes.
And you said, because I don't want to rush passes.
Can
right?
I just wait? Guys, I love you so much. It's a new year. Can we just celebrate that it took almost 10 years for one of us to say something, and that deleted so much confusion that we didn't just glaze past it.
Malcock finally broke us.
Malcock. Wait, were you trying to say this?
Ani, I've decided to forget about you.
Don't.
Maybe someone has some Riesdong. Riesling.
Perhaps someone has some rosé tits.
Some penis or noir.
Oh, Usador, do you remember...
That was the best one so far.
Usador, do you remember Rosie Tits?
Oh, of course.
Oh, Arnie, before you got
Tell
here...
Tell me more.
Usador and I fell in love with the same woman. Her name was Rosie Tits.
Oh.
Pa-pa-pa-pa.
Oh, the guitar.
Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. Ha. Yeah. Yeah. Yep, she was great. So let's dig back into this chicken salmon piccata, whatever it was. Chicken salmon. How did I get chicken in my salmon piccata?
Did you put some chicken in there?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Yeah, I'd probably do it.
Huh.
Well, thinking of good old Rosie reminds me, since she passed away so tragically, that we should tell ghost stories.
Ooh, yes. Could you, Gayleaf Lichtenkammer, your fork or something so we can pass it around?
Gayleaf Lichtenkammer!
Nice.
And hold it under your chin.
Yeah.
Lean forward.
Yes.
Remind the others that once upon a time,
there
was a man who died. He died in his own home, alone and broken. No one had even come to visit him for over a month. He just withered away into nothingness. And then, when he died, he didn't even realize he had died. And then, when a new family moved in, he was still there.
Whoa. Wait, I'm confused.
He didn't realize he died, so he just sort of hung out there.
Oh.
In the corner. Oh. When the new family moved in, he was like, oh, I guess I'm a ghost, because no one's talking to me.
Oh.
Then was his body like, still there? Like, what happened to his body?
Well, where's his body?
Oh, that's when he finally was like, oh, I guess that wasn't my old twin. Uh-huh. And then they dragged it out of there, you know, and buried it.
Hmm.
And he hung out in the corner and just sort of like, you know, watched them.
Oh,
I mean,
oh.
He really got into watching them.
Okay.
Okay, I'm listening.
Cacanay, Chardonnay.
Yeah, so he watched them, you know, grow old together, and then they died. And they turned into ghosts.
And so like, they could finally see him.
Like, you've been here this whole time? Get the hell out of here.
The whole time? The whole time?
And did he lie about it, or was he like, guys, I saw everything?
No, he wasn't a particularly smart ghost. He could have easily come up with a lie. Just floating through here, whatever. And instead, he admitted, you know, I've been watching you make love, bear children, raise those children, and those children are grieving for your bodies right over there right now.
Bear children? Where?
What?
Careful, Arnie, there are cubs in this forest, so be careful. And there's an animal war going on, so we just have to be really careful.
Oh.
True.
I feel like you don't need to worry about the cubs right now.
You don't?
I don't know. They could win against us at any time.
I don't know. That's how they get you. They make you think that they're going to win against you.
Sorry, you were saying that they all fucked or something?
Oh, no. The original ghost asked them. He was like, can you guys, even as ghosts, can I still watch? And they were like, get out of here. And they killed him.
Oh,
so
wait.
So he was double dead.
Double dead.
And so then he watched. Did then his double ghost watch their ghosts?
Right. Right.
Arnie, have we told you about being, grabs the fork, puts it under chin, double dead?
No.
If you ever, ever have the misfortune to be double dead, you have to wander the sub-dimension searching for 5 red flags. And it could be anywhere. Huh. Could be in a giant pie. Could slide down a big tongue and there's one of the flags in there.
Would you have to, like, look for prizes or clues and like a giant nose?
Yes. You also have to shave balloons.
Oh.
You don't put the shaving cream on a balloon and shave it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sometimes you have to pop balloons and see how much of whatever was inside you can get into your partner's bucket that's on their head.
Uh-huh.
It's it's fucked.
it sounds like it.
Yeah.
There's so many details in this ghost story.
Yes. That's what it means. But that's not my ghost story.
No.
If you're double dead, does it sometimes help to have your big brother there with you?
Or your parents sometimes, if I remember correctly?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, never mind.
If you want a family double dead. But family double dead isn't as fun.
Oh, no, that's so much worse. Like a whole family
double dead
is not.
It's so much sadder because the whole family's there and you're like, ugh. And like, dad's making an ass of himself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is it possible to be triple dead?
That's
not
stupid.
Yet. Not yet, Artie. Not yet. But okay. Here's my ghost story. Rosie Tits.
Rosie.
Guitars.
I'm going to go pee in the woods. I'll be back.
Watch out for bears.
Why is he snubbing me?
You, sir, what do you mean? He's not snubbing you. What do you mean?
Oh, complaining about how I'm going to forget him, even though he clearly wants to forget me. Having me... He sent me on that wild goose chase to find all those mushrooms, and then he didn't even want them.
Yes, he did do that. I think you're both being weird because you think the other person's being weird. Does that make sense?
Right, but I come by it honestly.
Oh. Okay, then you're right. Then you're right, he is snubbing you, and we should, how do you want to handle this?
Well, I did bring some makings for s'mores, so we could have those as a dessert.
Yeah, you brought makings for s'mores.
If we first devour Arnie.
What?
I say we cook him and eat him.
Arnie? Wait, our Arnie?
Yeah.
6 foot
yeah.
six or whatever, salmon polo? Oh, salmon picante, salmon polo, what are we doing?
Look, what are we doing here? If we're not going to eat him now, then when are we going to eat him?
Hold, you got to be honest. You have to tell me. Is this still part of your ghost story?
You got me, Chunt.
Don't you forget about pee. All right, I'm back.
Arnie, did you go pee just for that?
I did. I had to squeeze out a few drops just because it felt like it had to, you know, it would land better if I really peed.
Yeah, you'd sell it. But wait, Arnie, turn around very slowly.
Okay, to the left or to the right?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, good. I'm turning.
Oh, Isidore. Oh, no. Arnie, you have a giant timber leech on your back.
A timber leech?
Yes, a timber leech.
It's going to be all right, Arnie.
Arnie, it's going to be okay.
First of all,
what are timber leeches? Do they suck wood?
Arnie, now's not the time to make me horny.
Well, they're giant leeches that live in the woods, hence the name timber leeches. And they steal your thoughts and your memories and a lot of your bodily fluids, not just blood.
What did you just say?
Mm-hmm. Yes, what's my name?
Oh, I don't know. You look familiar, but I feel like I've forgotten about you.
Hey!
This is the worst timing.
Get off of there! Get down!
Get down! No! No!
Hey, put that back! Put that back where you found it! Put his memories back, then get the fuck out of here.
Wait, what do you have in your mouth? What do you have in your mouth?
What's in your
give
mouth?
Give it, spit it out.
Give.
Usador's name, really? You're gonna crawl off?
Like we weren't gonna see
that. Bad leech.
Get out of here.
Whew. It's gonna take maybe 20 minutes for him to get out of here, but he is headed in the right direction. So, Arnie, are you okay?
I think so. He's getting out of here so slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah, leeches
should
aren't
we
known for speed.
Eat him?
Arnie or the leech?
The leech.
Oh.
Well, No, the leech.
Wait a minute. Arnie didn't bring anything. So in a way, he's kind of leeching off our supplies.
Wow. Wow, what a great theme for this episode.
Boys night!
Boys night, motherfucker!
Okay, I'm going to tell my ghost story. Arnie and Usador... Arnie, what's his name?
Usador.
You got it.
Okay.
The blue.
Look at what I'm wearing.
Oh, yeah.
You got
Usador
it, Blue.
Usador the bird shit.
Yeah, oh, close enough. Off. You guys make some s'mores, and I'm going to tell my ghost story.
Okay.
Now, 40 years ago, on this very night, a man walked into a restaurant, and he ordered the special. You guys would know this, but the special that day was steak. 16 Ooh. Ounces of prime seared steak.
Ooh.
It came to his table and he picked up his fork and knife and started to cut into the steak. And as he was cutting, his knife stopped.
Oh, no.
Well, what is this? He said, I think.
You think?
By the time this is done, he's dead. Like, the guy dies. Uh-huh. So we don't know what he said.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Some of this you're piecing together clues.
Yeah, just take some poetic license. You're fine. Yeah.
You're profiling him.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's like when people write books about, like, Stonehenge, and they're like, this is probably what happened, right? And there's people talking, and it's like, you weren't there. Does that make sense?
Arnie, have we told you about Stonehenge?
No. What's Stonehenge?
We don't have time. His knife stopped dead. What's this? He said.
Maybe.
And maybe, yes, maybe.
Caveats, yes, sir. Fine.
Yeah. Asterix.
Yeah.
And he starts to pull away the beef. He pulls away all the meat. And as he pulls it away and rips it and ruins his steak that he hasn't even got to taste yet.
Oh, no.
Right there, in the center of his steak, his knife had come to a dead stop by hitting a bone.
Oh.
Inside the steak?
Yeah.
Someone buried a body inside the steak.
Yeah, you've heard this one.
No, I was just guessing. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
So, the guy's like, what the fuck?
Maybe. But probably.
And he puts up his hand, and nobody notices him, so he kind of... He kind of starts to snap, and the waiter turns and sees him, but the waiter's like, I can't with this guy.
Mm-hmm. Can't deal with this.
And
right
so he keeps snapping, and the
so wait,
like,
the waiter was there, so the waiter would be able to say definitively.
Well, I assume the waiter confirmed the snapping, but we don't know what he said before the snapping.
So sorry, I should have said, by the end of the story, the waiter dies.
Oh, shit.
So we don't really know. We don't really know.
All right.
So the waiter's like, I can't with this guy today. And the guy's like, and then
this is why all the characters talk sort of like you, right?
What do you mean? 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 That was six different people talking.
Okay. So they just say the sort of things that you would say in that situation.
Huh. Maybe I'm just a universal soul.
I'm sorry. I'm just really drawn into this story. I keep stopping it, but it's mostly clearly, because I'm invested.
Clearly. Yes. Good. Good. Can I have 5 gold coin?
What? Why do you want for real?
You should.
Sure. There you go.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Arnie, you want to invest in this story?
Yes, I do, actually. I'm going
to
invest.
Now, here's what you do. Once this story's done, you go tell it to 2 friends, and you'll make 10 gold coin. Oh. So the guy's like snapping, and the waiter's like, I can't today. And then the guy's like, clearly, he doesn't see me. So the guy starts going, excuse me, while snapping. Uh-huh. A deadly combination. The waiter finally holds up his finger with the number 1, as in, like, give me 1 minute.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he starts to take the order of a young, newlywed couple.
So they were the witnesses.
If you'd let me finish,
sorry,
you'd know they die at the end.
Oh, shit.
So the newlywed couple is like, we have a bad feeling about soup today. And the waiter goes, well, then don't get the soup.
Some of these assumptions about what they're saying, I'm not sure I buy.
So then, finally, the waiter comes over to the original steak bone guy and says, is there a problem? And the steak bone guy says, yeah, there's a problem. Someone buried a body in my steak.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's like a big boom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait, there's that sound?
Huh?
There's a boom?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, at a
in
moment like that.
In the restaurant?
Yeah.
Kind
coming
of a low register, kind of like a kind of an upsetting.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Like a
yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the waiter goes, my goddesses, what have they done? And because the waiter sees the bone, waiter drops dead. Customer is like, and is looking around frantically, like, I hope no one thinks I did this. And just to cover his bases, he's like, surely I will be, you know, suspect number 1.
Right.
He takes his steak knife and stabs himself right in the organs and dies. Now the married couple, having been oblivious to all this going around them, starts to eat their mozzarella wands, which is what they ordered. And they go, wouldn't it be romantic to start it? We each start at one end of a mozzarella wand and then meet in the middle for like some big kiss. Well, they never got to that kiss because the mozzarella, they start chewing in each, like half of their, like a mozzarella wand, picture a mozzarella wand and it got bitten too. And each of those halves went down their throats and they choked. No. Oh, no, I'm choking, they said, maybe. Oh, no, I'm choking.
It'd be hard to say that while you're choking.
Arnie, please. And they're like, waiter, please. And with the waiter's dead. And they're like, is the waiter ignoring us? Like, did we do something?
Did the waiter just drop dead for no
reason? Arnie, the
reason?
Waiter's dead.
The waiter saw the bone.
Did I not get to that part?
Yeah, I know. The waiter saw the bone, but then he just dropped dead.
The waiter dropped dead from steak bone. What are you? You tell the story, Arnie.
He might have said, oh my goddesses, they've done it, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe. So the marriage.
He might have said, oh my goddesses, they've done it, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe. So the married couple, they choked to death.
Uh-huh.
And little did they know.
Chunt, before you finish, should we each take a turn at guessing what the moral of the story is?
Oh, there has to be morals to scary stories?
Oh, I guess not.
Oh.
I thought it was going to be
always
order the
warnings.
Soup.
I feel like there should be a warning.
It is a warning. Always order the soup.
Always. You've heard it. Arnie.
Is that it? Did I get it?
I didn't get a chance to guess.
So the married couple dies. And then a voice says, always order the soup. We have to assume.
Just the voice. Wait, we have to assume that there is a disembodied voice?
Well, because everyone in the restaurant's dead, Arnie.
Yeah. Right.
Because the cook left early. Did I say that?
It was implied.
Thank you, because the waiter had to keep going back and making
stuff. Did anyone ever later track down the cook to find out what if he knew anything about the body and the steak?
Yes, they did. But the cook, unbeknownst to everyone, was trying to win back his kids because he had gotten a messy divorce. And
so nobody knew about this. Nobody knew that this was the case?
I think this will actually be pretty interesting. The guy was dressing up as a horse to be able to pick up his kids every day and play with them. Mm-hmm. And the ex-wife was like, I'll let my kids play with a horse because it's just a horse.
Sure.
And he eventually won his kids back, got together with his wife, rekindled that romance, and then they died.
Ugh.
Maybe. I haven't heard any updates.
So wait, all the stuff with the chef is total speculation about maybe just guessing what probably happened to the chef.
Well, some people say that it might be true, Arnie, so that's good enough for me.
So wherever you go, if you see a horse, know that it's trying to reconnect with its kids.
It's just a man trying to win back his kids. All horses, Arnie, every horse you've ever seen is just a man trying to win back his kids.
What? Grimhoof?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Chode? Oh, 100%.
All the other horses of ours that are still around somewhere?
Must be. Arnie, do you ever notice how the word horse is almost exactly like the word house? And what is a house when a family's in it but a home?
Hmm. That explains why every time you would ride Chode, the horse would say, hello!
Yes, I did teach him that. I thought it would just kind of be funny.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of fun.
Now, Arnie, Chance and I both brought s'mores makings, so we can have all sorts of s'mores. There's plenty for everyone. Would you like to tell a story while Chance and I make some s'mores for us to eat?
Sure. Yeah, let me think if I know any good ghost stories.
Okay, graham cracker.
Graham cracker.
Piece of chocolate. Sardines.
Another graham cracker.
Then toss it into the fire.
Into the fire?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to eat that shit.
Okay. It was a night, much like tonight. Only it was in space.
Sort of cold, but sort of brisk. You could still just sort of enjoy it. And,
yes. Exactly. Everything was exactly like this, but it was in space.
Hey, wait, ho! Hey, get out of here! Hey, get out of here!
Get out of here!
Get out of here!
Sorry, that Timberleech turned around, started heading back forth. It was a good 6 to 8 minutes away from getting anywhere near us, but I just noticed it changed directions.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it maybe moved like 15 degrees or something.
Uh-huh. Ooh, scary. Sorry, Arnie. Sorry, it was a night.
It was a night. Just like this. But on a space station. That was out in space.
Then we got that.
Looking for the event horizon. It was a long time ago when I heard this ghost story. So
Arnie, forgive me.
Pretty fuzzy on the details. I remember it being pretty batshit crazy at the end, though.
Arnie, forgive me. I'm just a simple shapeshifter.
Mm-hmm.
Does space have a horizon?
Great question.
It has an event horizon, which is if there's like an event, happening, like it's the
mitzvah.
Yeah, like as far as you can see of that event. But here's the thing: if you go through the event horizon or near it, I think it goes to hell.
How do you go through? Wait, I mean, I guess you can go through an event, but I guess I don't understand.
Okay, so. Sam Neill.
Sam run. Sam jump. Good, Sam.
Sam Neill turns into like a demon guy on a space station. And
now we're talking.
Fuck, I don't know. When I started telling the story, I thought there were any details that I remembered about Event Horizon.
New story.
Okay, new story.
Arnie, this story sounds a lot like another story you've told us. It sounds very ood. That was just for me.
Arnie, new story. Give yourself a few deep breaths. Yusor and I are going to make some smears. Okay, make a smear. Graham cracker. Piece of chocolate. Sardines. Another piece of chocolate.
Okay.
Graham cracker.
It was a night.
Throw it in the fire. And now put my hand in the fire. take the melted components and smear it on my face. Yum.
I guess I thought these were something we were going to eat.
Why would you think that?
Because all the ingredients are so yummy. And be
why would I put something on the end of a stick that I was going to eat?
Oh, it's a good point.
Sticks are in the dirt. Yeah. They're gross.
Mm-hmm.
Trent, you want to know a fascinating true fact?
Yes, please.
Sticks start in the air, and then they fall to the earth, and they're covered in dirt. They're originally attached to trees.
All right.
It's just a fun fact that not a lot of people know.
I have a fun fact. Did you know that logs are trees' dicks?
What?
Next time you sit on a log, keep in mind, you're probably sitting on a tree dick.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a night.
Okay.
Much like tonight, only it was in
how
the
how is it
woods.
Not like tonight? Maybe it'd be easier to identify the parts that weren't exactly the same. If it was just much like tonight.
Now, keep in mind, I've never heard this whole story. I've just heard the trailer for this story, so okay. I won't have all the details. I think it was in sort of a foresty area. Maybe it was colder. I think there was snow.
Would it help if I went, bwah,
it might help.
Bwah, yeah.
Yeah. And Morgan Freeman was there, maybe Thomas Jane, and there were aliens.
Was it Thomas or Jane?
His name is Thomas Jane. First name Thomas, last name Jane.
No, sorry, Arnie. Was it Thomas or Jane?
It was. His name is Thomas Jane.
Okay, obviously Thomas. We're not going to win this with you. Arnie, just at least tell me, was Thomas or Jane kneeling?
Okay. There was... It's called Dreamcatcher, and aliens come out of people's butts.
Oh, whoa. Oh, okay,
yeah,
all right.
It's supposed to be crazy, so...
Whoa. Wow. I never realized how good a story can be when you just say some things that are supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You just
mm-hmm.
list some things, and then you go, it's supposed to be crazy.
Yeah.
Let me try... I want to try this.
Okay.
Poison. Intrigue. Mm-hmm. Two families?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be crazy.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, now I want to watch that.
Yeah.
Whoa, I want to hear that full story.
Let me try one.
Okay.
In a world.
Wait, don't all stories take place in a world? That seems like you're zooming out too far.
Oh, well, okay. The first one was in space.
That's true.
All right.
Got you there.
How about this? In a town where everybody killed each other's face. Thought I had something there.
Just no. Move out, people, right? Just move.
Yeah.
Am I crazy? Move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bwah. You, sir, you got one?
Sure. are you ready for the third installment in this hair-raising series? Where each more terrifying than the last, it's the final opportunity to see Thomas or Jane dancing one last time. Covered in black goo.
Ooh. Black goo? Sorry, Yusur, is it crazy? Or is it supposed to be crazy? Hey, Yusur, sorry, is this supposed to be crazy?
It is like, supposed what's to be
the
crazy.
Vibe? Okay. Ooh.
Wait, you know what? It is Thomas. Thomas is in it, not Jane.
Okay.
I hardly understand what I'm saying.
I see. It was a night, much like tonight, only it took place in Halloween Town. And Jack Skellington discovered Christmas.
Why are you saying skeleton?
Jack
like
Skellington.
That?
He's a skeleton guy. He's the king of Halloween. Look, I don't know all the details. I've mostly experienced this story through a shirt at Hot Topic, but it seems cool and scary.
Hold on. I think we peaked. I think this sentence, I mostly experienced this story through a shirt and Hot Topic, I think that's our apex.
Exactly. Boys night, motherfucker!
Boys night, motherfucker!
Sorry, I said our apex. Sorry, Arnie, I think, based on what you've told us, I think that's our capex.
Oh, yes. Oh, it was a night, much like tonight, only it happened in a mental health facility where a man thought he was an alien.
Ooh.
And maybe he was, but I don't know. I mostly know it as a cultural reference.
Was he coming out of people's butts?
He coming into people's butts.
Yes. We got him to say it. We got him, Isidore. Mm-hmm, high five. We finally got Ernie to say
this. We got another you, year, motherfucker.
Another year starts, and it's going to be just like every other year.
Ernie Trap, motherfuckers!
Ain't that a treat for the ears? Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. This episode was produced by Matt Young. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. Special assistance by Ryan DiGiorgi. This episode was edited by Anna Hoverman. Logo by Allard Laban. Theme by Andy Poland. That's the kind of cozy-ass content you only get on the Magic Tavern Patreon. Become a patron and support the show for just $5 per month. That's less than the cost of a gourmet dark chocolate s'more. Surf on over to patreon.com/magictavern to do your part to support an independently produced podcast. As a patron, you're entitled to some tasty exclusives, including 2 new bonus episodes each month, a monthly newsletter from the hosts, access to the Magic Tavern Discord, the full back catalog of bonus content, and ad-free versions of the main show. Learn more at patreon.com/magictavern. You don't want to be the last loser not in the club, baby.